Last question on trade. There's another bill with broad bipartisan support, the African Growth and Opportunity Act, passed the Senate 98-1. That seems to be getting delayed because of these other trade bills. What do you see are the prospects of that? Will it be able to be passed before it expires?
Actually, it was passed yesterday.
Oh, it was?
It was. That was one of the bills that was passed. But because it was one of the larger package, it probably will be delayed until we have a review of the TAA vote, the Trade Adjustment Assistance, because that's what went down and brought the other three bills with it, is the way I understand it. The Speaker filed a motion to reconsider on the floor yesterday, which means that we will reconsider the TAA vote on next week, probably. And if we, and I believe this is correct, if we adopt the TAA measure, if that gets passed, if Nancy Pelosi, you know, stops siding with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, then and sides with the president, then there's a chance that all of it gets put back on track.
Follow up. How do your constituents in the 5th District benefit from free trade agreements like this?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I have to look at the economy of the 5th District the way it is in 2015, not the way it was in 1980 or 1990 or 2000. Our economy has changed a tremendous amount. Agriculture is huge. It is the largest part of our economic sector. It's $75 billion worth of economic output for the state of Virginia, Virginia's 5th District. Out of my 23 counties and cities, with the exception of Charlottesville and Danville, it is mostly rural, mostly agricultural. So this is there are huge opportunities. But let me tell you this. So that's the opportunity. There are opportunities for growth. There are opportunities for our manufacturers to access these foreign markets. And sell our products that we make here, there, and we get their cash. That's how it works. If we ever get to a final Trans-Pacific partnership, which we haven't gotten to yet, but if we ever get to that, then to the TPP. If we ever get to that, I will look very carefully and make a judgment in my best, I mean, that's what I was elected to do, is to make my best judgment as to whether or not this is good on balance for the people that I represent or not. That's the issue. And if it's not, I'll vote against it and work for its defeat. If it is good on balance for the people I represent, creates jobs and opportunity and growth and projects American strength in a very sensitive area geopolitically, in the shadow of China. If we can move forward, I think it's consistent with Republican principles, consistent with conservative principles. It would make Ronald Reagan proud.
Well, thank you, Congressman Hurt, for your time today. Enjoy your time in Crozet.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
Thanks, Rick. Good to see you, bud.